We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Had a rare evening, just me and my two daughters on Friday. It was awesome because we saw a movie we always wanted to see since we saw the preview. It's called Yesterday, and we'll have, just because you wanted it or didn't, a complete review.
We want to review it. Welcome, I'm excited for it.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. So if you listen to our show at all, probably you've picked out the fact that I'm a Beatles fan and that my daughters are also Beatles fans, and they were named after Beatles songs and records. And when we saw the preview for the movie Yesterday, I swear to God, it was like January, I think we saw it. We're like, we have to see this movie.
Right.
With all the superhero movies that are out right now, it's kind of easy to get these movies lost in the shuffle. This is the story about a struggling English musician who is hit by a bus during a mysterious global blackout, and when he comes to, everything seems to be the same, except the Beatles have never existed.
Right.
And that is the premise of the movie. It's a really interesting, original idea. I was really afraid that it was going to be predictable, and that, what happens is he takes over the Beatles' music, and you know. I was worried that it was going to be like, oh, but then later on in the movie, another bus hits him, and he wakes up, and the Beatles did exist. It was all a dream, and everyone's had, like, all those movies kind of have a formula to it. I was very happy to say that wasn't the case.
Okay.
The global blackout does happen, and the Beatles never existed, and they don't change that the entire movie, nor at the end. Now, I'm not ruining anything by saying that.
All right.
At all. My daughter's huge Beatles fan, so we thought we would give you a little review afterwards. Oh, by the way, I should also say this. Julie is pissy because we went to Sinopolis, and Sinopolis has chairs two at a time. So it's two chairs, then that little table for your food or your drinks, two chairs. So she wasn't really sitting next to us. She was separated by a table.
Okay.
And, like, that's a big deal. Well, it shouldn't be, but, of course, she's my daughter. So.
All right, so we just got out of Yesterday. We've been waiting to see this movie since we saw the previews. It seems like a year ago. Well, okay, we're all Beatles freaks. What do we think? Abby, name for Abbey Road, go.
It was really good. There was a lot of, I don't know, there were just really small details that I liked, and I thought it was really good.
Julia, named after the song Julia, written by John Lennon, go.
Very interesting ideas.
That's what I was thinking, too. Super original. Got a little cheesy, in my opinion, with the love story, but it really is a love story, not only between a man and a woman, but to the Beatles. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but there's a very special moment for Beatles fans towards the end of the movie.
Super, super special moment.
Okay.
If you're a Beatles fan.
Abby, I think you said it best when you went on the screen, when it happened. This is what Abby did, Julia.
This is what I did.
Yeah?
I guess you didn't hear me because I was sitting too far away from you.
Oh my gosh. Get it over with the seats already. I'm sorry. They go two at a piece. Anyway. So,
Sinopolis.
You see what I deal with?
Sit by yourself? Why didn't you have the girls sit together?
Well, because A, I'm the father, and the father sits in the middle. And
but it wasn't really the middle of the table. It bothered
Listen,
her.
I'm just a man, and if someone wants to sit next to me, I'm not going to have them argue. It's not a fight. You know, they're not going to pull me in every direction. I'm going to sit
I'm
in the middle.
I'm just poking at you. I'm just poking
so,
at you.
So, we recommend this movie.
I would recommend it to Beatles fans.
Yeah, if you don't know five Beatles songs, you can't come.
There you have it. Wow, tough crowd.
I think most people do, though.
Well, I feel you're right. Most people.
There's a Beatles song for everyone because there's so many different ones. If you don't have one you like, you haven't found it yet.
Also, remember to pay special attention towards the ending when you might do what Abby and Julia did.
Tears are still coming.
Aww.
It was fun. It's not a great movie, but it's again, if you're a Beatles fan, it's a no-brainer for you.
Right.
I'm interested to see what you think about the ending, especially. But yeah, I think you'd really enjoy it. I do. Right. I'm going to go ahead and say it in a very enthusiastic thumbs up.
Awesome.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.